All right, let's keep going. It's a board meeting of the Highmark Charter School. It's Thursday, July 16th. It's a little after 10 o'clock, and our anchor location is 2467 East South Weber Drive in South Weber. I'm here, and my name is Richard Bigler.
I'm Lori Gray.
Mike Peterson.
Mary Johnson.
Kim Dorr.
Crystal Taylor. And I think, was that Lori that I heard join?
It was Ryan.
Oh, hi, Ryan.
Yeah, just Ryan.
Oh, it's only Ryan.
It's just Ryan. Carry on.
Okay. Let's start with the fee schedule. Anything specific we need to know? It looks fine to me.
Yep. This is just for compliance purposes. You had to have it for a second public comment. Seeing as there's no public on, we could move into that as an approval for a vote.
So I can drag them.
Okay, I'd like to move that we approve the Highmark Charter School 2020-2021 fee schedule.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye, Richard Bigler.
Aye, Lori Drake.
Aye, Blake Peterson.
Thank you. Now we've got the early literacy plan.
Maybe Mary can speak to this.
Do you want me to talk about that?
It looks like it did go through at the state level.
It did. So this is the plan. This is actually about the same plan that we had last year, and they recommended, because we didn't end right, just to probably use your same one. So that's pretty much what we did. But so we put it into them, and they tell us any problems that they have, and we corrected anything they said. So we just need approval from you, just saying that here's our goals. We're going to try to, you know, do what we did last year, and we do it better because we can finish school year, hopefully.
Excellent. Anybody have any questions about it?
No, I'm just reading the goal.
There's,
so that,
yeah.
Right.
These are the goals that we set the year before, and they're just basically on our, the state wants you to do K through first, but we pick up some of the other ones as well. But that's mainly it, is that we need to pick up anyone who needs intervention and make sure that we have those, and we do have them. So,
okay. Well, I move that we accept the Early Literacy Plan 2020-2021.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye, Blake Peterson.
Aye, Lori Drake.
You are Lori Drake.
I am. Don't you forget it.
I can't, but I won't. Okay, the school reopening requirements and plan. Tell us about that, Mary.
Okay, this is for our distance learning. I'm trying to get it over there so Blake can see it too. So this is for our kids who want to do the distance learning. So this is our application, and then you also have on there the plan. The next one is the plan. And what I did is I have the parents, we surveyed them, and then from there we send out our plan, and we ask them to decide what they want according to what our plan is. And so then I asked them to email me if they wanted an application for the distance learning, because I felt like there would be a lot of questions anyway. And so we've done that. So we've ended up with 10 kids who have sent back the application, and we have 24 that requested them. Well, on our survey, it said that we had 131 families that were interested in distance learning, so we were a little concerned. That's why I kind of said, okay, I want that application in. But we don't have as many as we thought we would have. So our application, I mean, the plan just told basically what we're going to do, the hygiene, you know, those kind of things, and then this application went along with it. You got that one. Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so you, as a board, you have to approve it, and then I put this into the state for approval, basically the same thing, a little bit more detailed, and then they, so that we can get the distance, I mean, that money, whatever, what's the money, gears, I don't know, whatever it is. So, and they require that we have the plan by August 1st, so.
So part of this, we have on there the reimbursement plan for the wireless.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Blake had a question. Do you need
so,
you have to keep that on?
So are we approving the application, the plan, or both?
The plan.
The plan?
Yeah. I just shared the application with you so you would know the process, but it's the plan. And in the plan it said to do that, so that's why I just I put it in there for you.
Okay. Thank you.
And then Ryan might be able to answer this.
Is now in the conference.
Sorry,
hi, Rory.
Rory.
Hello.
Hi, Rory.
Sorry for jumping on a couple
of minutes. I was going to ask, Ryan, as part of this, do we need to specify in the motion the reimbursement for this wireless?
I don't think it would hurt if you did.
And then also, Crystal, just so everyone knows that in the plan, it will say that we will adjust, that we'll adjust the plan according to state mandates that come down. And we say that so that you don't have to keep approving it. So I'll put that in the action plan that goes to the state, if that's okay.
Yes. And so in making a motion, what specifically do we have to say? Anything?
Mary?
Yeah.
This is Kim.
I know who it is. I know your voice.
So your plan is great. Where is your template that the state
Okay, so I don't have that totally filled out, so I didn't include that. But it's basically in our plan, and then it breaks out those characteristics. So once I have that done, I can send it over to the board. But it's really the same thing that's in our plan, what we're going to do with math. Is that
so? When Richard was asking how to approve it, that's why I was asking. So the plan is much more comprehensive than what Mary has to send in to the state. It's just on their template. And so what I would prefer is if you approve the COVID plan and state template.
And Blake has the name of that right here. He's with me, so he can read that, exactly what it is. And then don't you think, Kim, to put in there that we'll adjust according to state mandates?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Because the other thing is we have a meeting with Davis District tomorrow, and there might be some tweaks in Davis District that Mary might want to add, like the difference between calling it face masks and face coverings. I mean, it's simple little things like that. So
that's already come up. So, okay.
Yeah. So, no, I think that's a great idea, Mary.
Okay.
Am I understanding correctly, you want this wireless improvement plan as part of the whole COVID issue, right, Crystal?
Yes. So Blake can take a stab at it. We'll be looking for a motion to approve the COVID plan and state template adjusting to state mandate along with the CARES Act wireless improvement plan.
Okay, so that wireless plan, that's a little different. Are you sure you want them together? Okay, you can have them together. I don't care how you do.
However you want to, Blake, if you choose to make a motion.
Well, Ryan, don't you think they're two different things?
I don't see the wireless on the agenda, so that's why.
No, it is. Oh, it isn't?
It says school reopening requirements and plan, and then goes into amended policies. If I'm looking at the most updated agenda.
Crystal, is it not on there?
Right. Tim's correct. The CARES Act, I thought, was part of the reopening plan.
We want to include that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you what that is. So this is a wireless. I'm looking for that. Sorry. This is a I can't find my thing. This is a wireless thing that came through. They offered some money. They offered up to $20,000. The state did on the CARES Act. And ETS reached in there and really felt like we needed to do that. It's an improvement we need to make in our wireless anyway. And they thought that it'd be probably within a year, and they're offering the money to do that. And it just gives us better better connection with as many kids as we might have online, and the more we have to use online. So, and it's called a Ubiquita wine, manufacturing, I don't know. But it ended up being $17,875. So the thing with this is we need to pay that now, knowing that we're going to get the money eventually. So this actually would have almost been in our summer purchases had we known at that time. But it came up, and when they put it out, Ryan, you correct me, but I think they had like a week to get this in.
It was very fast.
The ETS worked really quickly.
Yeah. It's one of those, I know you've worked with ETS, the vendor. If the application is approved and money approved to get the work done, then they'll do the work. If it isn't approved, then the work won't be done. So it's one of those, spend the money if the approval happens, and then get reimbursed for your spend.
Just out of the state or the district change. And we'll adjust accordingly.
So there's only three things.
Okay. I think.
Do we have any questions before I make a motion? Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the school reopening requirements plan that we have, including the school reopening requirements template and the Project Plan and Budget CARES Act K-12 wireless improvements, and also make as part of that motion, make it so that if there are updates by the state or say the district that we just decide to use, that those are automatically approved without going back to the board.
So here a second.
I can second that motion.
All in favor? Aye, Richard Diglin.
Aye, Dre.
Aye, Lori.
Did we get Blake in there, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aye, Dre Peterson.
Thank you, Blake. All right, let's move on to the next one. That's the dress code policy. We made a couple of changes there, I see.
Yeah, so on the dress code, we've had to add on there because of the lanyards. So we need that to say that they have to wear the lanyards. Junior high and fourth through sixth will have them. And that's their ID card, and it's a scan card. And then we've ended up with a lot of jumpers last year, and so we just clarified what that means. So you can see that, and then we clarified in the PE, the kids were coming in sports bras, leotards for the gym class. So we had to tighten that up a little bit. So that's all it is just those three things.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about that?
I do. Does it need to specifically say, because the way it reads right now, it looks like you're saying that they cannot wear a sports bra. But the intent is that they have to cover the sports bra, correct?
Yes.
So do we need, if somebody literally
Well, they can wear whatever underwear they want under their clothes, but they can't wear just the sports bra for their shirt.
Okay.
So
do we need to clarify that, or do you guys still
I don't know. Does that not say that to you guys? Does it need clarification?
Yeah, it's not like you can't wear a sports bra during PE.
I don't know what else to call it. Let's see. No, I don't know what to call them.
So you could say no sports bra without
without a shirt?
Without a shirt.
Or, Yeah, just say sports bras, leotards, et cetera, must be covered with a T-shirt.
Okay. All right, so with that in there.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to approve the dress code policy with the changes that we just made.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Richard?
Hi, Rory. You can...
Hi, Blake Peterson.
Hi, Lori Drake, obviously.
Thank you, Lori Drake.
Obviously.
All right. Tell me about the civil rights policy.
Yeah. Miro, I can... Go ahead, Kim.
Go ahead, Crystal. No, you go ahead.
Okay, I have a summary that Platt and Gabe provided for us to go over those minimal changes for each of these policies. So I'll just go through those, and then we can answer any questions. So with the civil rights policy, the changes are incorporating the requirements for a grievance policy for sexual harassment to now comply with federal regulations. The student conduct discipline policy is adding a provision addressing electronic cigarette products. The fee waiver policy are mostly revising specific definitions within the policy. The electronic resources policy, revising some definitions and tweaking some provisions regarding privately owned devices and adding training requirements. The sexual abuse and neglect reporting policy was adding provisions regarding human trafficking. And lastly, the sexual abuse and molestation policy is adding provisions also regarding human trafficking.
And am I correct in assuming we can approve these all together?
You can. You could approve the listed.
Does anybody have any questions about any of these?
Just a clarification. This is all directly from state, correct? With the wording and everything with regards to the additions to these policies?
State or federal.
Yeah. So all the civil rights stuff, the additions to Title IX are all federal,
okay.
But it can't, all of them come through the state telling you to do them, yes.
Okay.
So after every legislative session, any changes, Gabe and Platt will just go through, and these were the changes from the last legislative session before the whole COVID legislative session.
All right, does anybody else have any other questions about any of these policies?
I do not.
Just one comment, Richard, is the Title IX requirements are going to require us to set up an investigative team, and Gabe is going to work with the schools to kind of do that through AW and train the people that are necessary for it. Sorry.
Where will these people come from?
We're going to take volunteers from all the schools, and then when a situation comes up at one school, so Mary may say she wants person X to be trained at her school, and then we're going to kind of do it like our crisis team where we share when one school has a crisis, the other crisis people come in. So we're going to try to set it up that way with Gabe and Priscilla in our office obviously being highly involved.
And what kind of power are these people going to have?
Not necessarily any power. The law just requires that you have an investigative team. And then, of course, the goal is to keep it out of the civil rights office. So, and that's all outlined in that civil rights stuff under Title IX.
And I like that. That gives us one more protection. And so OCR doesn't come in. We don't like them to come in.
So if there was action that needed to be taken place, they would recommend to the specific board of the school type thing? Is that kind of how that
works? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to waylay you. I just wanted you, if you read in there, it talks about create an investigative report, have an investigative team. I just want you to know that that we've met with the directors to say kind of how we're going to approach that. These are all new requirements under Title IX for sexual harassment.
All right, does anybody else have any questions or concerns about these many policies? Would someone like to make a motion to approve these policies all at once?
Well, let's check it.
Was there a first?
Richard did.
Oh.
I have not made a motion yet. I'm waiting for someone to make a motion.
Oh, I apologize. I move to accept the legal policy as written.
I'll second. Blake, I'll second it.
All in favor? Richard Bigler? Aye.
Aye, Blake Peterson.
Well, I'm
Rory Gray. Hi, Rory Ukenna.
Thank you. So that motion passes. Looks like the only other thing on here is a discussion item about our August 17th board meeting.
Correct. Is there... That's just an FYI for you to be aware of. That's our next scheduled.
Anything, is there... Now that we've taken care of all this, is there going to be anything on that meeting we need to do? Or just kind of play it by ear and see if there's something that comes up?
I would assume we're going to have some items on there. Yeah, Richard, I think we will. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's plan on that then.
And Crystal, did you send out a calendar for us on that? I don't see it on mine. Are you put them on our calendar, Crystal, or no?
Oh, there it
yes.
is. Never mind. Okay. Sorry, I do see okay. it. Okay. I need to scroll down. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second Rory McKenna.
All in favor? Aye, Richard Bigler.
Aye, Lori Durant.
Aye, Blake Peterson.
Aye, Rory McKenna.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate everyone's help today. Have a good day.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you all.
Richard.
Has left the conference.
Kim?
Has left the conference.
Rory.